News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Amid speculation about a leadership change in Karnataka, Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa on Sunday said he will continue in the top post as long as the BJP high command has confidence in him, and he had no confusion about it. The Chief Minister also said he won't agree that there was no alternate leader to replace him in the state BJP. As long as the Delhi High Command has confidence in me, I will continue as the Chief Minister. The day they will say they don't want me, I will resign and work day and night for the development of the state, Yediyurappa said in response to a question on attempts to replace him. Speaking to reporters, he said, "I'm in no confusion. They, that is the High Command, have given me an opportunity. I'm trying beyond my strength to utilize the opportunity for good. Rest is left for the High Command." Responding to a question on alternate leadership to him, Yediyurappa said, "I will not criticize anyone. I won't agree that there is no alternate person. There will always be alternate persons in the state and the country, so I won't agree that there are no alternate persons in Karnataka. But until the High Command has confidence in me, I will continue as the Chief Minister." This is possibly the first time that the 78-year-old Lingayat strongman has spoken in detail on the issue of leadership change and regarding an alternate leader to replace him in the state BJP, ever since speculation began in this regard. Speculation has been rife for some time now that efforts were on within the ruling BJP to exert pressure for unseating Yediyurappa. The recent visit by State Tourism Minister C.P. Yogeshwara and Hubballi-Dharwar West MLA Arvind Belar to Delhi, reportedly with an intention to meet the High Command and express the feelings of some legislators against Yediyurappa's style of functioning and request them to rein in the Chief Minister, had given credibility to such speculation. Fugitive Diamantaya Mehul Choksi has claimed in an affidavit that he is a law-abiding citizen and had left India only for medical treatment in the United States. He further said that he had invited the authorities to interview him about anything as part of an investigation that may be underway against him. Choksi, who filed the affidavit before the Dominica High Court, where a plea for his deportation to India is being heard, said he did not evade law enforcement and there was no warrant against him when he left the country. According to a report in the Times of India, the absconding businessman made an 8-page submission in this regard. "I've extended an invitation to the Indian authorities to interview me and ask any questions that they may have of me in relation to any investigation they are conducting against me. I did not evade law enforcement in India. There was no warrant against me by the law enforcement authorities in India when I left India to seek medical treatment in the United States of America," Choksi was quoted as saying in the report. Choksi and his nephew Nirav Modi had fled India in the first week of January 2018, weeks before a multi-crore scam in the Punjab National Bank rocked the Indian banking industry. The duo allegedly bribed officials of the state-run bank to get letters of undertaking, on the basis of which they availed loans from overseas banks that remained unpaid. Meanwhile, the multi-agency team which had gone to Dominica for Choksi's deportation has returned to India after the Dominica High Court adjourned the hearing. The jet carrying the team led by CBI DIG Sharda Rauth departed the Melville Hall Airport in Dominica at 8 to 9 p.m. local time on June 3 and arrived at the Indira Gandhi International Airport at 11:02 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The team remained stationed for nearly 7 days to bring Choksi, wanted in Rs 13,500 crore bank fraud in PNB, to India, as a legal battle continued in the courts of Dominica. On Thursday, the Dominica High Court adjourned the hearing on a habeas corpus petition filed by Choksi's lawyers. A habeas corpus petition is filed for producing before a court a person who is under arrest or in unlawful detention. It is likely that the next hearing may take place after a month and the businessman will remain in Dominica, local media reported. Judge Bernie Stephenson will decide the next date of hearing after meeting both sides, media outlet Antigua Newsroom said. Prince Harry and Meghan may have stepped away from their royal duties, but family appeared to be top of mind in naming their second child. Lilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor, who was born on Friday in California. The name pays tribute to both Harry's godmother, Queen Elizabeth II, whose family nickname is Lilibet, and his late mother, Princess Diana. Thank you for your continued kindness and support during this very special time for our family. Harry and Meghan, also known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, wrote in a statement that accompanied the birth announcement on Sunday. The baby is more than we could have ever imagined, and we remain grateful for the love and prayers we have felt from across the globe, they continued. The baby girl was born at 11:40 a.m. at the Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in Santa Barbara, California, and weighed in at 7 pounds 11 ounces, a spokesperson for the couple said. The child is eighth in line to the British throne. A Buckingham Palace spokesperson said the Queen, Harry's father, Prince Charles, his brother, Prince William, and other members of the family had been informed and are delighted with the news of the birth of a daughter for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson also congratulated the couple in a tweet. Harry and Meghan Markle, formerly an actor, married at Windsor Castle in May 2018 and welcomed their son, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor, a year later. The birth of the healthy baby girl opens a happy chapter for the couple following a miscarriage in July 2020. Meghan gave a personal account of that traumatic experience in hope of helping others. Months before the miscarriage, the couple announced they were quitting royal duties and moving to North America, citing what they said were the unbearable intrusions and racist attitudes of the British media. They live in Montecito, an upscale area near Santa Barbara, California. In the wake of quitting royal duties, they gave an explosive TV interview to Oprah Winfrey in March, in which the couple described painful comments about how dark Archie's skin might be before his birth, and Meghan talked about the intense isolation she felt inside the royal family that led her to contemplate suicide. Buckingham Palace said the allegations of racism made by the couple were concerning and would be addressed privately. Roger Federer always viewed this French Open as a step in his comeback from a pair of knee operations, rather than somewhere he seriously could pursue a title. So after a grueling third-round victory and with Wimbledon just weeks away, Federer decided some rest was in order. The 20-time Grand Slam champion withdrew from Roland Garros on Sunday, a day after he eked out a four-set win that lasted until nearly 1 a.m., and a day before he was supposed to face number 9 seed Matteo Berrettini with a quarterfinal berth at stake. After two knee surgeries and over a year of rehabilitation, it is important that I listen to my body and make sure I don't push myself too quickly on my road to recovery, Federer said in a statement released by the French Tennis Federation. I'm thrilled to have gotten three matches under my belt. There is no greater feeling than being back on court. It was part of a double dose of bad news from the French Open and tennis fans. Hours after Federer's announcement, 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams left the women's bracket with a 6-3-7-5 loss in the fourth round to Elena Rybakina. Federer, who turns 40 on August 8, was competing in his first major tournament since the 2020 Australian Open. Shortly after that event, he had the first operation on his right knee and wound up missing the rest of last season. He had played just three matches this year before arriving in Paris for the Clay Court Slam, where he won the trophy in 2009 and was the runner-up to 13-time champion Rafael Nadal four other times. Federer had made clear last month that he did not see himself as ready to contend for the French Open title. I'm just realistic and I know I will not win the French, and whoever thought I would or could win it is wrong, he said, and instead had his sights on Wimbledon, the grass court slam. He has won a men's record 8 times. Play begins at the All England Club on June 28. Federer is scheduled to prepare for that by playing a tournament on grass in Hall, Germany. Given his age, no one knows how many more French Open appearances Federer might make. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.